Welcome back to Tell a Band to Go Home. We are here on UMFM and proud and pleased to do so. Thanks for listening in. My name is Jeff. If you want to get in touch with us, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellabandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook or the Twitter. We love to hear from you. Sometimes it gets a little lonely in here. So when I see comments from Allison Green, or I see the Dietmar's posted about us, or somebody calls it, it makes me feel better, and I appreciate that. So, good to hear from you. Anywho, if you weren't paying attention on Thursday to the news or to Steel Belted Radio, we got some sad, tragic news about one of our favorites here on the program, the great Jimmy LaFave. Originally from Oklahoma, has made his musical career and his home in Austin, Texas for a long time. Just recently, the news slipped out that he has an incurable cancer. He's riddled with the stuff, and there's not a damn thing they can do about it. And he's actually known about this for almost a year or so, and he just didn't want anybody to know. He didn't want anybody to make a fuss. And I guess it was it's coming to the end, and so it was going to get out. So he agreed to let the news out. There was a big event at Threadgills in Austin on Friday, with all kinds of special guests paying tribute to Jimmy, and it looked like just an unbelievable night. The guy's still out there, hooked up to an oxygen tank, can't really get around very well, so he's sitting down doing his shows, but still pouring his heart out in song, and the guy's voice is still strong. It's unbelievable how well he's doing. He's also, he's not kicking back and resting on his laurels. He's still doing shows. He's been recording a bunch of stuff, and you know, in between all these treatments and stuff, he says he's not going to make it out of this year alive, which is really sad. But while he's here, he's decided, a lot of people offered to raise him some money to help him out or to help his family out. And he's steadfastly said, no, I don't want your money. And finally, he agreed to do a crowdfunding campaign. But everything that goes from the crowdfunding or the shows that he's doing is going to his favorite charities, which is just which is an unbelievable thing. They've raised, I don't know, last I looked, it was over $20,000, I think, in just a few days. And I did my part. I'd encourage you to do your part as well. Show some love to a guy who's given a lot of it and really just made some incredible music. It's music that's touched me for a long time. I want to play a couple from Jimmy and then a couple of special things, maybe some live things, maybe some covers, maybe some other people he's worked with. We'll just sit back and enjoy the great music of Jimmy LaFave. Here's one from his first record, Austin Skyline. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Thank you. like an angel song. Play so softly in my head. Keeps me safe deep inside my dreams as I lay upon my bed. I think of you almost all the time. Think of you in the night and day. I think of you in a million unsaid words. Think of you almost. Me in the night. Sometimes when my darkness falls, I hold you close to feel your light. I think of you when it pours down rain. Shadow dancing across your yard, hand in hand with your shadow, little angel. You move beneath the moon and stars. For a little while, think of you when it starts to rain. Think of you when it starts to rain. I was walking through the forest, looking up at the Milky Way. Always taken by the magic of every single day. Tall pine trees are all around me. Snow-capped mountains up there. Yeah, my heart is filled with gladness of all the things I know. When I wake up in the middle of the night, just to question what is wrong and what is right, I find my answer. It's always true, the path leads to the beauty of you.
Not even the right song. It's a good song, but let's just pretend that what I actually played was the correct song, which would have been this one right here. Okay, don't tell anybody. Especially don't tell anybody that that's not the right song either. Third time's the charm.
was a St. Cloud, Minnesota. I thought I saw you standing there. Snow falling all around you like a silent prayer. Once on the streets of New York City, with the jazz and the sin in the air. Once on the cold LA freeway, I was going nowhere. And it's sad, but it's true. Well, I thought it was really you. Just a face in the crowd on a bus to St. Cloud. The church in downtown New Orleans, in the arms of Jesus, for the choice you made. We're just getting to the good part, baby. Sliding past the mystery. Oh, is it just like you? Yes, just like you. To disagree. And it's strange, but it's true. You just slip right out of my view. Like a face in the some, and I hate you some. Baby, I miss you. I miss you the most. Minnesota, I thought I saw you standing there. Snow falling all around you, baby, like a silent prayer.
Cause you got a bottle, don't mean you have to drink.
I've been on the east side waiting for your call, and I've been working corners when I work at all. When you coming home, baby, when you coming back to your
There's Jimmy helping out our old pal Slade Cleaves, title track to Slade's album, Still Fighting the War. Before that, we heard Gretchen Peters with a gorgeous song called When You Coming Home. That featured, of course, Jimmy singing along. I saw Gretchen last summer at the Mariposa Folk Festival in Ontario, and she talked at great length about how Jimmy LaFave is her favorite singer on earth. And she says she almost apologized for doing the song we heard before that, called an On a Bus to St. Cloud. She wrote it, but she says Jimmy does it the best that anyone ever has. And lots of people have done that song. So, you know, it's gooder. We heard that one from Jimmy's album, Texoma. We heard By Request, The Beauty of You from Jimmy's most recent record, The Night Tribe. We'll send that out to our pal Dietmar over in Germany, who wasn't listening on Thursday when I played that song. But it was the middle of the night, to be fair. So, and although I didn't think that Dietmar sleeps, it appears maybe that's the case. Sometimes. Not very often, it seems, but sometimes. We also heard in there the title track to the album Buffalo Return to the Plains, the one that really grabbed me by the heart and held on. Love that one. And we kicked it off with When It Starts to Rain from Jimmy's debut, Austin Skyline. Two problems with Jimmy LaFave songs, and there's really only two. Number one, they tend to be really long, so we're running out of time. And number two, they're not very Canadian. I don't know if you know about that, but they're not. So we're going to have to wrap this up somehow. But I got to play a couple. He's big into that guy from Minnesota. Maybe you heard on Thursday we played the Wick Comportia song about Jimmy LaFave and about his pilgrimage to Hibbing. And he somehow managed to weasel a window out of Bob Dylan's childhood home. And I guess it caused all kinds of problems. You can listen to the podcast. Just go to umfm.com, look for the playlist, and then click on the listen thing. I'm a little behind on the playlist. Not that far, but you know, I got a couple on the podcast, I mean, so you can't listen on my thing yet, but soon. I should shut up. Here's a guy, I believe he's from Wisconsin. Love this guy, John Smith, featuring Jimmy. Go to Bob Dylan number.
Wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. With your pens and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. But don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a changing. Oh, come, senators and congressmen. Throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your old road is rapidly aging. So please get out of the new one if you can lend a hand, for the times they are, they're changing. Yeah. Oh, the line has been drawn, the curse has been cast, it's a low one now, will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. Oh, the order is rapidly
There is Jimmy LaFave with a song called Lorena from an album called Dark River Songs of the Civil War Era. Before that, John Smith from his album Gravity of Grace, cover of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are a-Changin'. And we're running out of time. We got lots to fit in, so I should shut up. Two big shows coming up this week that I meant to do a much better job of previewing. One's coming up on Friday, and I probably don't need to tell you about it because it seems like everybody already knows. If you were thinking of going, though, you better get a ticket. Scott Nolan and William Prince. And this isn't their usual, solo set kind of thing. They're playing together. They've put together a great band featuring Damon Mitchell on guitar, and I think Joe's playing drums. Is Joe playing drums? I hope so. And they're doing a whole new set together, so it's pretty exciting. And all the buzz about William Prince is making that thing a hot ticket. If you haven't got a ticket, you better get one quick because it's going to be sold out. But the other show that I need to tell you about is coming up on Saturday. It's an early show, 7 o'clock at the Times Changed. It's the return of one of my very favorite songwriters. I think this guy's just tremendous. His name's Scott Cook. We'll play you something quick off of his album further down the line, then we'll try to make sense of the other things that I have to play. Here's Scott Cook. Check him out on Saturday at 7. You will not be disappointed.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Well, there's a whole lot of uppity women still ain't satisfied with the deal. We let them ride right alongside. Now they want to take the wheel. Fellas keep saying we got this, cause that's the way that it's always been done. Don't all the scriptures say a woman should obey? Then in a man right every last one. We can take a little lesson from history, all the priests, generals and kings. There's just nothing like long experience when it comes to making a mess out of things. So fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Now they want choice and pay equality. Wouldn't believe it how they ran raid. Back in the day, we just knock them on the head and drag them on back to the cave. We're still flexing that privilege, though we find ways to ignore it. And ever subtler ways to say she must have been asking for it. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
Tell you what, I thank God that she made women. Every time I'm in a crowd of guys, they might do just fine without us. Without them, we'd be Lord of the Flies. Whoever said it's bros before hoes, I can tell you that's a load of malarkey. If there's any hope for this whole show, we got to bring on the matriarchy.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way.
Friend who's 30 years married, he backs her up however he can. He says, happy wife, happy life. Seems to me he's a reasonable man. I got a gal friend who's tougher than me. If he crosses, there'll be hell to pay. When I hold the door, it ain't chivalry. No, I'm just getting out of her way.
Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. 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 We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the fellas, get out the way.
I'm Serena Ryder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
someone who looked like you. Thought maybe I'd be able to pretend for a while.
Would you mind if I pretended we were somewhere else? Doing something we wanted to. 'Cause all this living makes me wanna do is die, 'cause I can't live with you. And you don't even care. Would you mind if I pretended I was someone else? Courage in love and war. I used to think that's what I was, but now this lying hurts too much. And I don't know what for.
Thank you. emotion helps me sleep. Scatter dreams like parts of salvage, and I want to show you what I'm really made of. With the rusty hinge of an old screen door, till I found the arms I was reaching for, and I found the arms I was reaching for. Pack those words to be left behind. Right on, wrong time. Don't sleep on the weekends, I've been saved by a judge. I'm tired of one night stands, some beds empty of love. Got nothing to pack when I leave, it's me and my regret. Haven't built a dog that can hold me yet. Haven't built a dog that can hold me yet. Pack those worries to be left behind. Right on, wrong time. From 2,800 miles ago, it's hard to believe we were coming home. Winter bottom, clover leaf. I may be a sinner, but I ain't no thief. Country cars and songs for driving. You don't get to heaven by a lion. You don't get to heaven by a lion, man. Pack those worries to be left behind. Right on, wrong time. Pack those worries to be left behind.
That's Postscript. You got three chances to see him in town this week. Two house concerts and a show at Moxie's, of all things, which is pretty weird. So they're pretty great. Well worth checking out. You should do that. Before that, Scott Nolan. He's playing Friday with William Prince of the West End. We heard Right on the Wrong Time from No Bourbon and Bad Radio. We heard The Hold Steady. We'll send that out to Dale, Sequestered in Memphis. Good to hear from that guy again. Serena Ryder in there with Weak in the Knees. We'll send it out to Ron, who's got a brand new knee. Congratulations. Don't wreck this one. And Scott Cook, also in there. Fellas, get out of the way. Go check him out Saturday at the Times Change. Stay tuned for what's your show called? What's the Narrative? Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still About the Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return. Thanks, everybody.